just going to set this up so it sounds normal. He sounds as normal as it can. This is a completely unprepared demonstration of the Warp Factory vocoder. I am currently turning the dial that controls the pitch of the internal oscillator. This vocoder has an intelligent formant filter in it, which means its frequency disposition is calculated by how you move your mouth. Kind of like a talk box, but shit lots better. You can also do things like freeze the formant. That means this. Okay, as soon as I say the word freeze, I'm going to stop talking. Freeze. As further evidence of its intelligent formant filter, if I'm really generous and actually push the filter's resonance up to 100%, you'll hear the resonation. Calculate the shape of my vowel sounds like this. A-E-I-O-U. A-E-I-O-U. I've also connected my Korg Radius to the Warp Factory, and this is what I'm going to do with it. I've prepared in advance a stereo saw wave, and it will sound a little something like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's play around with the filter. Let's remove some of the banding like that. There we go.
I sound like a complete moron. Complete moron. James sounds like I sound like a complete moron. Let's pull up a reverb for the Roland Phantom and stick it over the top. Hello. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah, like that. I'm James Berry and I'm being very silly with a Warp Factory vocoder. Very, very cool on a Saturday afternoon with a Warp Factory vocoder. This machine is unique. There's nothing else like it on the market. You can even play high pass through it so that it starts to sound a bit more like a talk box, like this. I'm gonna drop the mic signal a bit, that guys watch your ears, just in case, because it is actually quite noticeable. 1, 2. Around the world, around the world, around the world, around the world. I am asking something, something. Something, 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 something. Absolutely flawless.
Whoa.
Yeah. You can put all kinds of sound sources through it, but I just thought I'd use a saw wave because a saw wave clearly demonstrates everything that I need it to clearly demonstrate because it's got clear, high, sharp resonances. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that's what happens when you're very, very silly with a Warp Factory vocoder. You should go out and get one on eBay. Go out and get one on eBay. eBay.
I sound like that, Sam. What's his name? Yes, that's right, Warzone. Oh, what, Sally?
Whoa, why am I being such a moron? Why am I being such a moron? And I think it comes quite naturally to folk like me. Let's freeze the moment. Yeah. Yeah, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good.
Alan Partridge. He'd have a lot to say about people these days, wouldn't he?
You know what the problem with people these days is?
They've got no basic manners. Got no basic manners. People don't say please or thank you or excuse me while I toss myself off on this bus. Yeah. Why? Everyone who does music tech would love to get their hands on one of these, I suspect, but you can have great fun when you're being very silly with a walk factory vocoder. Bye-bye.